That was On Your Way Down by the Jungle Giants. This is Reese, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Dana is not here. She is in Western Mass with her boyfriend. But we have two other guests. My boys from high school, Quinn and Sam.
Hello.
What's up?
We have a loose theme for the show of, like, high school songs. We had a dear friend, one William Havey, who would play that song in his car, and there's like, it was like a bass drop halfway through.
It goes like, it's pretty spiritual.
The bass all the way up in his EQ and his RAV4 and just blast it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
good vibes.
Yeah, I haven't built out this playlist enough, so next up is one of Dana's songs that she added, even though she's not here. But apparently Maine by Noah Kahan reminds her of high school. I think we should speculate wildly as to why.
Is she from Maine?
No.
Maybe she was just sad a lot in high school. Like, Noah Kahan, I feel like, is just a sad vibe.
It's, yeah.
Like, growing up and shit, you know?
Yeah, I can't swear on the radio, by the way.
My bad.
She did say she, like, maxed out Wordscapes
in high school. You know who maxed out Wordscapes when we were in high school?
Huh.
My dad. Shout out Todd Mayer. The man is, like, leading Wordscapes. He's done all of them.
Well, good for him.
I don't do Wordscapes.
You know who's not very good at Wordscapes, though?
Who?
Will Havey.
Oh.
We tried one time together. He didn't have the patience for it. Mm.
Yeah, he's not a very cerebral.
No, he's not. One of my favorite moments from high school is him doing a spelling bee with two freshmen, and he lost, I think. So,
With Blue?
With Blue and Matt Holliger. Two other really bright individuals, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, well, full circle. We'll find some other stuff from our high school days. But for now, this is Maine by Noah Kahan.
Your change, was your soul rediscovered? Was your heart rearranged? Are you still taking pills in the morning? And did you lose that longing now for a walk through an ocean town? Cause this town's just an ocean now. You don't hate the summers, you're just afraid of the space, asking strangers for answers to forget what they say. Boat beside a dock in the sunlight, nothing but the water in the sunrise now. Just a lack of an open mouth, cause this town's just an ocean now. Bed, I miss this place, your head and your heart. And my dad still tells me when they're playing your songs, laughing at the way that you would say, if only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic lights, they'd make me a star, they'd make me a star. I wanna go to Maine. Mm-hmm. I wanna go to Maine. Oh. Bad, I miss this place, your head and your heart. And my dad still tells me when they're playing your songs, laughing at the way that you would say, if only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic lights, they'd make me a star, they'd make me a star. I wanna go. Once you've had your change of heart, 'cause we're no more than the fossils on Crescent Beach State Park. And we used to sing along to church bells on Sundays, and can you even hear them from the subway now? And I hope that we make you proud, 'cause this town's just an ocean now. Imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear, no, I can't help but to hear in exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding, what a beautiful wedding, says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame, the poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of, closing a goddamn door. No, it's much better to with a sense of poison rationality. I shine in, haven't you people ever heard of, closing a goddamn door? No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of, well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way, I mean, technically our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne. Oh, well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way, I mean, technically our marriage. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne, pour the champagne. I chime in with the haven't you people ever heard of, closing a goddamn door. No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of poison rationality.
That was I Write Sins, Not Tragedies by Panic at the Disco.
Great song.
Great song. We did a road trip to San Diego our senior summer, so like a year and a half ago-ish. And we were driving in San Diego. Someone was driving my car with like all eight of us in it, like all three rows filled. And this song was playing. And as my boy, who's neither of these, but a different guy, is backing up the car, we hear a bit of a thud, and he had backed into this like metal fence that was like, well, it was like the barricade of the outside of outdoor seating area. And that's a really frenetic song to get in a car accident to.
Mind you, it kept playing even after the car accident happened. We were all stopped trying to figure out the situation, talking to the restaurant owners, and Will Havey still sitting in the back vibing out to some Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, really, really panic-inducing song, fittingly. But yeah, we had our fair share of car mishaps.
Yes, we did, yeah.
Got me out of a lot of Spanish classes senior year, though.
that's true.
Another great car accident, again with Will Havey. It was when he backed in, or rear-ended.
Rear-ended.
Friends, in the parking lot at lunch, in front of the entire school, because he was trying to test to see if the auto brake in his car worked. And
it didn't work. We were stopped because you wanted to congratulate somebody on it.
Yeah, we stopped to congratulate this other guy and getting into Boulder, and then all of a sudden, Havey hit us.
Yep.
Fun times, though.
Really fun, you know?
Yeah, his car made this big, like, pounding noise
every time you open the door, yeah. Another good one was me, Will Havey, and another fellow in the snow before school. This one kitty's like, let's go drift my car in the parking lot. And he decided that he was really good at the open area, so then he took us to the tight corners and drifted straight into a wall at 30 miles an hour. And it was really something.
This whole car was shifted off its wheels by 6 inches.
That was pretty crazy.
Yeah. I promise we make good decisions generally.
They were all accidents.
Well, that one, I don't know.
I mean, drifting
into a wall. I saw that from like a mile away.
The auto brake was also not a good idea.
Yeah.
Come to think of it. But, now, Brody's was honest, the one in San Diego.
Yeah.
Me hitting the ice fan was honest.
I mean, every accident is an honest mistake if you really think about it. Maybe not all of them, but a lot of them. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, next up we got Abby the Nomad, who we listen to quite a bit. Carlisle and I really like listening to Abby the Nomad when we would get Popeyes on Thursdays. And he was in Denver, like, I don't know, March of our junior year, and we didn't know about it till like a week later. It was really tragic.
Dang. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Carl once took a girl on a date to that Popeyes with a bunch of our friends, actually.
Well, while he was dating another girl who was in cahoots with... Do you know the story? Do you know what we're talking about?
I don't think so. Well, I know Jenner. I need more specifics here.
Well, because Carlisle was getting hit on by this, like, sophomore when we were juniors and when he was dating his girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
And so the girlfriend and him conspired to have her go to lunch with him, but with all of us in the car. So I think I drove, Carlisle rode shotgun, and then she was in the middle seat of the middle row of my car.
With like six other dudes in the car.
Will Havey in the car?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It was like Elias and Braden. It was like a weird lineup of people.
That is an interesting lineup.
But she no longer hit on Carlisle after that, so mission accomplished.
That works. Who would have thought?
But anyway, yeah, this is the only not explicit song off of this Abby the Nomad album. So, but it's a good album. It's called Marbled. I like it.
That's good. You got good taste, Reese.
Thanks, Sam. Yeah. I appreciate it. Hopefully the people agree. Here's Pressure by Abby the Nomad.
Posture might see me in the news spread. just to figure it out. Many minutes gone, still flipping the style. They throw in shade like the more you shine, the bigger the cloud. Living the lyric, well, if only I had written it down. Sipping the liquor and thinking bigger than many men. 50 Cent before Eminem, another gem in the sediment. Only scared of irrelevance, well, guess it's looking imminent now to run the world while it's spinning around. I write my life like it's revelation, a saint ignoring the temptation. Some diving in while I sit on the fence waiting. Not the type to frame my ribbon for 10th place, then sit here waiting for the next race. It's basic, don't know what fashion is. Was never a gymnastic kid, but I'll bend over backwards just to find out who I am again. Had to move away just to get closer with my fam again. It's funny how the pressure makes a man a gem.
Don't wanna be stuck here living in a routine. Just writing down my words in a loose leaf. Trying new things with the crew. See, we've been kicking it for so long, Bruce Lee. My grand's had the right state of mind. He was right behind me in 99. Now that he's ghosting, I'ma make his legacy ring loud.
Yeah, I had a doubt or two. Energy is slipping off that Mountain Dew. Found my enemy inside addiction, made that mountain move. How smooth since April 93, I had a cloudy mood. Till I found that soul that I'm arousing to. Only one, questions I'd asked about existence, never out of truth. Thought maybe I should settle down and clean it like the spouses do. In this day and age of modern media consumption, I'm a sour dude. When I lay awake inside a coffin when my flowers move. It's two sides to this confession, feel the pressure in my blood from way the fans could place a misdirection. Graduated with a knowledge and essay, still can't figure out if I'm dead inside or dead weight. Kid here, we listen up with clear ears. Many nights are filled with tears, but plenty times I commandeer myself. Dare to love the one that keeps me grounded near myself, so I don't float too far down rabbit holes where I can't hear myself. Here. Welcome to my heart.
So you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything, you know I wish I could. I'm so high at the moment, I'm so caught up in this. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid. The time you always say I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure I'm right. What's fun about commitment when we have all life to live? Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young dog.
love to give while we're young, dumb, young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid.
On your psychology professor's Nissan. Play some vampire, we can have a threesome. Watch the stars in Cambridge, cause you're way too smart for Boston College. Your alumni, and my dad wants to know about his gun rights. That's a conversation never done right. That's enough conversation for this one night. Look how far we've come. Look how far we've come. When you and I were young, this is all we ever wanted. Look how far we've come. Why don't we skip town? The house is falling from the way I kiss out. Hit a nightclub, sneak into a kicked out. Pay the bouncer $80 cause we both got rich since leaving campus. Your alumni, and I barely graduated with no upside. It's a place we go whenever we get tongue-tied. It's a place we go whenever we get tongue-tied. Look how far we've come. Look how far we've come. When you and I were young, this is all we ever wanted. Look how far we've come. Look up at the stars. Do drugs and say they're ours. When you and I were young, this is all we ever wanted. Look how far we've come.
This just brings me back to a place that we knew and this and that. And sometimes I'm like, man, this is my favorite part. And then I would like the song. Like, once we both retire, like, what's gonna be the song people remember us by?
Look How Far We've Come by Coin 92 and Young, Dumb, and Broke by Khalid before that. Quinn shared a very sad fact about that song while we were off air.
Yeah, that song played on the first and last date I had with my high school girlfriend of like a year and a half. It's kind of sad. But it's a good song, though. I still like it.
Yeah, it's about Boston, about Cambridge. We were in Cambridge yesterday.
Yes, we were, yeah.
It was really pretty. I was kind of like...
It was very idyllic New England fall day.
Yeah, I was loving it. We don't get those in Colorado.
No, we don't. The leaves were very pretty.
Yeah, this city's so pretty.
Yeah, you don't get in Durham, North Carolina.
Well, you don't get anything in Durham. There's nothing in Durham, North Carolina. Don't go to Durham, North Carolina.
Cooper Flag.
Yeah, he's mean.
Oh, fair.
Like, there's no reason anyone goes to Durham.
That's true, yeah.
We don't have a Freedom Trail.
You don't have Paul garden. Revere.
We don't have Paul Revere. We saw Paul Revere's grave yesterday. We did. That was really cool.
Sam was really distraught. He didn't know.
I know. It was. I thought he was still, like, chugging along, but it was really sad.
You wanna read the PSA, Quinn?
Yeah, I will. All right, just a quick PSA for all of our listeners out there. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. Millions of people die every year from driving intoxicated. Don't be a statistic. That's a public service message from WFMO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. Very informative.
Very insightful. Yeah. Very insightful.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Good words to live by.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up, we have a TV girl song.
Nice.
The people in this room, total have been to 4 TV girl concerts, because you went to one, yeah. And I went to 2.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you can't have a normal experience at a TV girl concert.
No, it's always strange.
It was very strange. My, even getting into mine was bad, because, I tried to open my ticket right at the gate, and I guess I got scammed. So I just walked right in, and nobody thought the lesser of it, but honestly.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I kind of prepared Sam for the TV girl experience.
You prepared, okay.
Well, I prepared you.
Oh, yeah, no, you did. Yeah, you gave me the vibe read of it. It was helpful.
But TV Girl is still one of the better concerts I've been to. Like, I still had a great time.
Yeah, the one in high school is more fun, I think, because most of the people there are high schoolers, so you feel a little more at ease.
Yeah, going there as a college student was
yeah, then when you're like a full adult.
Watching just like a bunch of middle schoolers, like
even at the one we went to though, it was a lot of high schoolers and there were some like really old people. Like there were some like, full like 50-year-old adults there too.
Oh. Might have been parents. There were a lot of parents at the
that's
one
a good
I went
point.
To.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. We went with you, me, Ryan, and Claire.
Yeah. Interesting group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy lineup.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, TV Girl played a prominent role in our high school experiences.
Yes, it did.
This, I recall, was the opener. I think it's normally their opener to their tours. But this is Pantyhose by TV Girl. Mm. Younger than me.
going?
This is your song, Mike. Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, and. So take me down the road that's a little bit windy, to a place they still put sugar in their iced tea, where the women all fine and the love is fair. Yeah, driver, you can drive me off anywhere.
Hey, driver, pull on over. I'm in a fight with God. This Carolina shoulder seems the place I'm getting off. Daddy always told me, never make a home on the road while your lady's sneaking out and the kids are growing old.
Hey, driver, I've been riding
this lonely way too long. All the love I had worth giving was all spent on my songs.
Hey, driver, the boys are gambling
with more than just their cars, with their bottles and their drugs and their Bibles in their hearts.
So take me down the road, it's a little bit windy, to a place they still put sugar in their iced tea, where the women are fine and the love is fair. Yeah, driver, you can drive me off anywhere. Yeah, driver, you can drive me off anywhere.
Hey, driver, I've been feeling like there's no point at all. The Klonopin ain't kicked in and I missed my sister's call. Hey, driver, I'm so tired of the ways of this whole world. Just drive until the tires melt. We'll come back when it's healed.
Take me down a road that's a little bit windy, to a place they still put sugar in their iced tea, where the women are fine and the love is fair. Yeah, driver, you can drive me off anywhere. Yeah, driver, you can drive me off anywhere.
Michael Trotter,
yeah. Yeah, driver, you can drive me off anywhere.
Take me down a road that's a little bit windy,
to a place they still put sugar in their iced tea, where the women are fine and the love is fair. Hey, driver, you can drive me off anywhere. Hey, driver, you can drive me off anywhere. Hey, driver, you can drive me off. Hey, driver, you can drive me off anyway.
Oh,
Okay, that was Pretty Girl by Claro and Hey Driver by Zach Bryan before that. Both artists that are favorites of some of our friends. Sam quite likes Zach Bryan.
I do like Zach Bryan. He's very, very fun.
There was a period in like December, November of last year.
Oh, Jesus.
Where all you played was that Zach Bryan album.
It's a great album.
We'd be like on the way to an event or something of some kind, on our way to a function, and Sam be playing Zach Bryan, like "Hey Driver, I Remember Everything," and it was just a little bit of a downer, a
shock for the vibe, but I kind of was with it.
Yeah,
I mean, fair enough. I respect.
And then we went to Zach Bryan over the summer.
Yes, we did. It was a very fun concert, yeah. And Morgan Wallen, but that one was less fun.
I didn't go to Morgan Wallen.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was just.
I still think Tyler Childers is the best concert.
Tyler Childers was really good.
In Boulder, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was a really, really cool concert. CB is one of my favorites, though. Very, very liked.
Yeah. And then Claro. Ryan's a big Claro guy.
Shout out Ryan.
Our buddy at Air Force.
Yeah,
for context, he's this, like, Air Force walk-on track athlete. Really, really smart, really athletic guy. And his favorite artist is Claro, which I just think is kind of fun.
Yeah. Claro's good. I like Claro.
Yeah, I'm not hating it. It just wouldn't fit the vibe, like, the first impression you get of Ryan, I feel like.
It's true.
Let's say, yeah, it's his... Soft heart he's got.
tender soul.
Tender soul he is.
Yeah, we got another high school bop. Kill Be Girl by Backseat Lovers. It's classic.
Yeah. We'd like to dedicate this song to Brody Smith.
Mm.
He's a big fan of the Backseat Lovers.
I didn't know that.
Oh, huge. Well, Olive was. So I don't know if he still is, actually.
That's
maybe he's less of one now.
Maybe it's still, it holds a place in his heart or something.
It always
you know?
Does.
It
I
probably
feel like
does.
To some extent it has right?
I'm sure, yeah. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
And you don't just forget those memories.
No, exactly.
Wise words. That should count as another PSA.
I think so, too, yeah.
It should. We also, if anyone is interested, we can read another PSA.
It looks like he's gonna.
He's going for it.
All right, for all y'all out there ready to do some like work up high, maybe some painting, ceiling repairs,
interesting one.
Whatever you're doing, I just want you all to remember important ladder safety PSA here. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or even flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety.
It's really
150,000 people fell off their ladders last year?
Yes, and I've heard the numbers even higher for 2024.
Okay.
Ladder incidents are on the rise in America, and we should all be more concerned about them.
That's true. I can relate to this one personally. My grandpa fell off a ladder, and he was okay, but it was pretty sad.
It's scary stuff out there.
Yeah, you don't want to fall off a ladder.
There's no way it's 150,000 people.
Yeah, that feels like
ladders
a
are scary, man. Yeah. Also, they're not really classifying what kind of ladder we're talking about. Ladder can mean, like, really tall ladder to the top of a building. It can mean, like, a step stool. A step stool is really just a type of ladder when you think about it.
I feel like maybe like how do you record that stat? Like, is this injury? I feel like a lot of people fall off ladders, but they're like
okay.
This is
people who are sent to the trauma center.
Oh.
Yeah, 150,000 people have serious ladder injuries. We should be talking about this more.
This is my eyes are open to this.
I really hope this comes up in the next presidential debate.
Mm-hmm.
This is a top key issue for me.
Yeah.
Wow.
We did some laddering.
We did do some laddering, yeah.
Whose ladder was that?
That was my ladder, yeah. we would take that ladder and use it. And then one time I took it back to try and place it in my house, and my dad comes out into the garage, and he's like, I'm like holding the ladder. He caught me red-handed. He's like, why do you have a ladder?
Funny story.
I'm like, it fell. And he believed me.
Sam,
so.
You got any funny stories about what you were using that ladder for?
I'm giving him the say. Okay, we can. Just getting the signal. I didn't know what I can talk about here.
No, but, we do not condone this behavior.
We don't. But. This is a youthful, stupid mistake that was made. But yeah, back in our high school days, we would take that ladder and we'd climb some buildings. Yeah.
Specifically.
So, specifically, well, schools.
Yep. Yeah. Just for vibes.
Just for the fun of it.
Like just it's pretty good great views. View up yeah. top. Yeah.
Sadly, only really me in this room, but it backfired for me. But I got to learn about our justice system, which was really fun. So
it's always really just a learning opportunity.
Yeah, no, it was, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's what mistakes are all about.
Yeah. And Will Habey met Daniel Larson from it. So that's
a
good deal.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
All right, we got a little sidetracked, but here's Kill Me Girl by the Backseat Lovers.
We're both throwing smoke into the night. It's raining, I suppose you need a ride. She said, I've got nothing to do, neither do you. There's a place down the road where we can waste the whole afternoon. I overheard that she was 19. Got a fake ID and a nose ring. Those kind of girls tend to know things better than I do. And I'm dying to figure out what she's hiding. Just playing it cool, but she's lying better than I do. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
right, that was Rocky Mountain Way by Joe Walsh. I did intend to play Rocky Mountain High by John Denver.
Simple mistake.
You know, it happens.
Yeah.
But homage to our home.
Mm-hmm. Hell yes.
Still Sam's home.
Yes, yeah, still my home. If still I can make it back, because my flight is continuing to get delayed. So it's
really fun. Yeah. Any closing thoughts, gentlemen?
I don't know. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to be here.
Fun weekend. Yeah. Had a great time.
Y'all are all super cool people.
Amen.
Lot of eventful happenings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It happened.
So. Shout out Sean Burchell.
Shout out Sean Burchell.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Dana and I should be back like normal show next week, but so tune in for that. But yeah, thanks for coming on, boys.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Around ladders.
Yeah, be careful on your ladders.
Yep. All right, bye.